But that same son, he's what? Worthy. Is anybody happy to be in the house of the Lord? Oh God, we thank you. We lift our hands. Everybody lift those hands and stretch. Say thank you. Come on, wiggle those fingers. That's his air that's running through your veins. Hallelujah, Jesus. It's his air running through your limbs. And you ought to give God glory and say, God, whatever's going my way now, I'm going to bless you. Good times, I'm going to bless you. Bad times, I'm going to give you glory. Come on, I will bless the name of Jesus. We need you to clap your hands and give God glory because he is here. That's right, clap your hands, everybody. God is here today. Let's move together. We might as well do it. Hallelujah. Yes, sir, Jesus. We're going to bless you, God, because you're worthy. That's right, be clapping those hands. And I will
bless the Lord.
Has done great things. Lift your hands if you know God has done great things. He has done great things. Just think about it. He has done great things.
He has done great things.
He has done great things for me.
He has done great things.
For he has done great things. Great things. Great things. Jesus, say this, hallelujah, give him the highest praise, hallelujah, can you lift your hands and say, hallelujah, woo, say, hallelujah, come on, let's sing it together, everybody,
hallelujah,
somebody said, that's the highest praise,
hallelujah,
that you can give to God, said,
hallelujah,
everybody wave those hands and say it,
hallelujah.
Come on, we got to do that one again. I can't hear them.
Hallelujah.
Come on, just think about what God has done for you.
Hallelujah.
And what he's doing right now. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And what he's going to do this week, we shall.
Hallelujah.
Let's go. Get everybody. Let's say it. Say this. Can't stop praising. Can't stop praising. You've been so good, Lord. Hallelujah. I can't stop dancing. So good, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Can't stop praising.
Can't stop dancing.
You've been so good, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Can't stop praising. Everybody just clap your hands and praise the name of the Jesus that you serve. Now give a little. I can't stop dancing. I wish I could see y'all do a Holy Ghost jig. Hallelujah. Come on, say it again. I can't stop praising.
Can't stop praising.
Been so good, Lord.
Hallelujah.
I can't stop praising.
Can't stop praising.
You've been so good, Lord. Hallelujah. Now everybody just clap your hands. Somebody say, I don't know that song, but I know they're talking about my God.
when I think of what God has done for me, I can dance all night long. Come on, say it. I can't stop praising. I can't stop dancing. You've been so good, Lord. Hallelujah. Now give another dance. Woo! Lord, you're worthy. Yes, you're worthy. You're so worthy. Hallelujah. The Lord, you're worthy. Yes, you're worthy. You're so worthy. Hallelujah. Lord, you're worthy. Yes, you're worthy. You're so worthy. Hallelujah. Yeah. Everybody clap your hands. Yes, sir. God, we bless you. We give you glory, we give you honor, and we shout hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, everybody clap your hands and give him glory. I will bless the Lord at all times. Yes, and his praise is going to be in my mouth. Glory to God.
Glory to God. How many feel like praising the Lord this morning? Amen. I don't know about you, but I woke up with my mind stayed on Jesus. I was ready to come out into the house of the Lord today, and I'm glad that I am here. How about you? Well, good morning, and welcome to Anointed Temple of Praise Christian Church Disciples of Christ. We are delighted to see each and every one of you in the service this morning. Thank you for being in our presence, and we want to thank those of you who are visiting virtually with us, whether you're a member or you just stop through in cyberspace, we welcome you here on this morning. Thank you for being here. If you're ever in the Memphis area, we invite you to come to Anointed Temple of Praise at 3939 Riverdale Road in the great city of Memphis, Tennessee. Dr. Thomas L. Murray is our pastor, and we'd be delighted to have you in worship with us. Do we have any visitors sharing with us in the sanctuary? Just slip your hand up. We want to see you and welcome you on this morning. God bless you. Thank you for being here. Many visitors this morning. Keep your hands lifted so the ushers can bring you a visitor's card. We have our youth ushers working this morning. Come on, sweetheart. Put your hand up one more time. And we have a couple of visitors right here. Amen. Thank you so much for being here on today. We hope something will be said or done that will lift your spirit and lift your hearts and lift your minds so that you feel better when you leave this place and you can run on a little while longer in the name of Jesus. Thank you for visiting with us today. We'd like you to remind you that we will have communion at the end of service on today. So those of you who are online virtually, if you have not done so already, prepare your communion for the end of worship. If you are in the sanctuary and you did not pick up communion on your way in, please slip your hand up and someone will bring communion to you. Again, thank you for being in worship with us today. God bless you.
Good morning. I just wanted to first, we're going to, this time that we're going to come together and pray. And this morning I challenged the Sunday school group today with this question: what is your image of God? And I got a lot of response that he's an awesome God, he's a big God, he's a great God. And that's what we're going to be when we think about praying to God. Do you believe God can solve your problems? Do you believe God can? He's all powerful. He can remove things from us that allow us to move on, no matter what. And like somebody said this morning, despite us. So I want to invite you to the altar for prayer. So if we can stand and if you're comfortable, you know, move closer to the altar. Strictly up to you, but I want to pray because God can heal anywhere. But I want us to know that we serve a great God. And in unison, God will do all things for us. But we have to understand and believe in the power of God. I was blessed to know that God is still in the miracle business. Someone shared a testimony with me this morning that just confirmed what we already know. God is great. Can you say that with me? God is great. He's powerful. And that's what we want to go. So whatever your concerns are, bring them to the altar. Whatever you're hoping God to do in your life, the scripture says, bring it to the altar and leave them there. But you have to believe that. It's a mind thing that we have to shift it. It's beyond our own understandings. That's what Proverbs 3 is telling us. Trust God. Do not lean upon your own understanding. And it's interesting that when the apostles were with Jesus, the one thing they asked him to do for them, the one question, was teach us to pray. And I want us to think about that. As we go into prayer now, think about how God is covering you and that your thoughts and your heart have to be as one. He's all powerful. So there's nothing that God can't do in our lives. Shall we pray? Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. We come for you, giving you reverence for that name, that great name, Lord God. And as we come together as a people of you, Lord God, we come believing in all that you can do and all that you will do in your name. But God, we ask that your will be done in us, your will be done on earth, Lord God, as it is in heaven. And Lord God, we just ask you that you be with each one of those who have gathered again around this altar, Lord God. They come with concerns. They come with things that are weighing them down, Lord God. And we ask that you release them, Lord God. We ask that your power that you have, Lord God, that you can enter within them and activate that spirit that lets them know that your will has already been done. All they have to do is ask you in Jesus' name. So, God, we ask that you continue to be with us. There's someone that needs healing today, Lord God, and we ask them that you, in your will, in your way, and to help us, Lord God, to accept how you're moving in that place, Lord God. There's someone in this audience, Lord God, that has lost someone, lost some things, whatever the loss may be, Lord God. We ask that your will turn it around. We ask that you be with them, Lord God. We know that you're all powerful, Lord God, and we want to know more than just saying that, Lord God. We believe that. We believe in our hearts and our mind that you can do anything and everything above anything that we can even ask for, and for anything that we can even expect. Lord God, we just thank you right now. And we thank you, Lord God, for just gathering us together, Lord God, as we are ready to fellowship with one another. The important thing of fellowship, Lord God. Thank you for releasing us for the bondage of COVID, Lord God. Thank you for allowing us to come back together, Lord God, as we are able to see one another, to embrace one another, Lord God. And we thank you that you continue to cover us as we are moving back